Okay, close your eyes. Adjust yourself comfortably. And just for a moment or two, direct your attention outward to all of the various sensations that are coming into your body through the senses. Sounds, temperature, touch and pressure. Quite likely some thoughts or perhaps feelings that are also a part of this experience. So notice them and distinguish them from the sensations themselves. For example, if the movement of the air on your skin is pleasant, then just label that feeling. That's a mental object. There's the sensation, and then there's the pleasantness. Direct your attention to the sound of the air conditioning and the traffic outside. Notice the mental activity of hearing is taking place. Say goodbye to those external sensations and just focus your attention on the sensations in your body itself. That was an intentional movement. You to do that again, and this time you just put your attention on external sounds, and then whenever you decide, whenever the intention arises as a mental object, then allow your mind to make the movement, redirect your attention to the sensations in your body. to refocus your attention specifically on sensations caused by the breath, whether in your abdomen, your chest, your nose, or all three. And let everything else, sounds and other body sensations, slip into the background of awareness. Continue to be aware of them. Your attention is focused on sensations of the breath. Try to keep track of the different things that you are conscious of. Conscious of sounds in the background. Every now and then attention goes to one of those sounds. Conscious of sensations other than the breath in the background. Likewise, attention sometimes goes to those. And notice also different mental objects that come and go. Sometimes fleetingly, but sometimes for long. I think you'll find there's a lot of things coming and going in peripheral awareness. So now what I want you to do is refocus your attention to just on the sensations of the breath at the nose. Let everything come and go in awareness as it will. But what I want you to do is to very carefully monitor the activity of attention, objects, different kinds of objects of attention that may come and go, while you're trying to keep your attention on the sensations of the breath at the nose. So your intention is to focus on, is to observe the sensations of the breath at the moment. But your purpose is to notice any time the object of attention changes. And notice what it is. No matter how momentary, notice whenever the object of attention changes. You might want to label that. You can label it as either mental or sensation, or more simply as nama or rupa. Sensations cause the mind to move, and they cause mental objects to arise. Shift your attention to your left elbow. Probably weren't aware of those sensations a few minutes ago. And now bring your attention back to your nose. if you're having an experience of sensations and mental objects arising and passing away, does this not define who you are for the past 10 minutes or so, with your eyes closed and your attention focused to make things a little more obvious? Has not your existence consisted of being consciously aware of mental objects and physical objects arising and passing away one after another? You are a series of conscious experiences. Everything else is inference. Everything else is projection of your mind. Mental activities and sensations interact. Sensations trigger mental activities. Mental activities play a major role in determining what sensations you experience. If you have the intention to raise your arm right now and allow that intention to unfold, you will have the experience, the feeling of your arm rising. It's just a series of sensations. Now I want you to watch the sensations of the breath at the tip of the nose as closely as you can for just a few seconds, just as closely and intensely as you can. Okay, start now. Was there a watcher? Or just the watching? If you're not sure, let's do it again. You see what I mean? Did that communicate what we were talking about? The simplest meditation experience, with a little bit of guidance, it becomes filled with insight opportunities. And it becomes insight when it no longer depends on any kind of thinking or reasoning or remembering.